Hello, everyone. I'm Lynn Fever, and I'd like to welcome you to the February 20th, 2025 episode of FreePod. I'm here with Alan Wenzel, and we want to remind you that any photos, phone numbers, or web addresses that are in this podcast can always be found in the print version on the FreePod website at freepod.org, which you can also get to from our Facebook page, or on the website of our partner station, WNIJ, NPR, and DeKalb. Now, let's see what's going on.
This Saturday, February 22nd, the Greater Freeport Partnership will host the 6th annual Arctic Ale and Art Walk in downtown Freeport from noon to 4. More than 15 participating businesses will feature local artists and offer you a chance to taste a favorite ale. Tasting cups will be available for $10, along with event wristbands, and they can be purchased the day of the event at the partnership office at 110 West Main Street. Participants will find artists and artisans in local shops who will be showcasing their talents with opportunities to purchase their work and take home something special for your collection. Artist media will include paintings, photography, pottery, fiber arts, jewelry, and more. And some artists will even offer hands-on activities. A list of participating locations and additional event information can be found at greaterfreeport.com or by downloading the Greater Freeport Partnership mobile app.
Believe it or not, it's time already for early voting to begin for the April city elections. Starting today, that's February 20th, voters can cast their ballots for all city and village races in the lower level of the Stewart Center, 50 West Douglas Street, from 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. Early voting will continue until Election Day on April 1st. Election questions can be directed to the County Clerk's Office at 815-235-8289.
Last Wednesday, Joanne, the arts and craft retail giant, announced, pending court approval, plans to begin closing roughly 500 of their 800 stores nationwide as part of the company's latest Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing. Stores in Freeport and Sterling are both on the closure list, and yet no specific date has been given for their closures. FreePod will report further information on those closures as it becomes available.
Freeport is on the ComEd Select Communities list that allows 120 communities in Illinois to apply for up to 100% funding for energy efficiency projects within the city. The city is applying for funding to provide improved street lighting in some areas by the summer of 2025 and beyond. It has plans to target Illinois Department of Transportation corridors and residential areas identified by law enforcement. Each project must be applied for separately. The city is also creating a plan to replace streetlights in Chief Schenberger's crime area list with higher wattage fixtures similar to the ones downtown installed in 2021. Potential project costs for these fixtures is currently estimated at around $45,000, and they won't be covered by the ComEd grant because of their increase in wattage.
Freeport recently recognized a number of city employees with Employee of the Year awards. The City Employee of the Year Award was presented to Mark McCullough, an 18-year veteran with the Freeport Fire Department. And the city's Department Head of the Year was presented to Wayne Duckman, Director of Community and Economic Development. Additional awards included the City Hall Employee of the Year, which went to Doug Quinn, the city's Code Enforcement Supervisor, and the Freeport Police Department's Officer of the Year went to Lieutenant Andrew Good. The Freeport Police Department's Civilian Employee of the Year was awarded to Craig Dininger. And finally, the Utility Department's Employee of the Year was awarded to Randy Kohlbauer, who serves as the Environmental and Regulatory Compliance Officer, and the Street Department's Employee of the Year was awarded to James Goh. Additional members of the city's staff were recognized for their many years of service and continuing commitment to improving the community and keeping everyone safe. And that included Bradley Cox and Hillary Brocious of the Fire Department and Michelle Richter of the Finance Department.
And here's another great recognition story. The Illinois State Board of Education has recognized Jenna Kleindel, who teaches English and journalism at Freeport High School, as the state's outstanding early career educator. This comes as part of the board's annual Teacher of the Year Awards that recognize dedication, innovation, and the impact of talented professionals in schools. Kleindl's particular award goes to an educator who has less than 5 years' experience and has demonstrated excellence and leadership beyond their years. This makes her a part of the Teacher of the Year cohort as the only outstanding early career educator. FreePod is delighted to congratulate Jenna on this award, and we're proud to have been able to work with her and some of her students on special projects, such as the FreePod podcast last April that was created entirely by her class. We're looking forward to more of those in 2025. Thanks, Jenna, and congratulations. And in more recognition for local educators, Highland Community College recently honored four outstanding colleagues at its spring semester kickoff with the 2024 Opal Award and Excellence Awards that recognize work quality, creativity, integrity, and excellence that goes above and beyond. Madonna Keeney of Winslow, the manager of the college bookstore, received the award for administrative and professional excellence. Jackie Schultz from German Valley, a part-time administrative assistant for lifelong learning, received the Part-Time Employee Excellence Award. Freeport's Stacy Benkert received the Classified Employee Excellence Award for her work as a student accounts coordinator. And Carla Jeffrey, also of Freeport, received the Opal Award in recognition of her work as biology instructor, as well as an active recruiter for Women Plus in Science and co-advisor of the Student Senate. The Opal Award is named for Don Opal, who established the Highland Community College Foundation. Congratulations, Highland recipients.
The Freeport Park District has named Baron Jackson as Superintendent of Parks and Natural Resources. According to Executive Director Bruce Cubberly, Jackson will bring experience in park management and dedication to community engagement and a passion for environmental stewardship to the role, which makes him well-suited to enhance and expand the city's park system.
Next Saturday, March 1st, a class in Safe Sitter Essentials with CPR will be hosted by FHN from 9 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. in the lower level of the FHN Memorial Hospital in Freeport. The class is designed to prepare students in grades 6 through 8 to be safe when they're home alone or babysitting. The fee for the full-day course is $50, which includes the Safe Sitter Essentials Student Handbook, a completion card, and basic CPR skill practice, although the class does not qualify for full CPR certification. Financial assistance is available for eligible students. Call 815-599-6707 for more information. And registration is required, so just click on events at FHN.org for more information and to register.
As a reminder, this Saturday, February 22nd at 1:30 p.m., artist Judith Meyer will be at the Freeport Art Museum to share insights into her exhibition, The Irrepressible Being of Nature, which opened at the Art Museum last Friday. At this free presentation, Meyer will discuss her creative process, the influences behind her work, and the inspirations she draws from nature, social issues, global events, myths, and her personal beliefs. The exhibit runs through March 15th.
A large crowd gathered last month at Freeport's Winnishick Playhouse to honor Dr. Martin Luther King in a special multimedia program in anticipation of Black History Month. The event, titled One Night with the King, blended songs and live readings of King's speeches with video footage of his orations and marches. Director Nathan Whitehead said the cast did an outstanding job of taking the audience through King's life. He said, "We had excellent readers, and the video footage enhanced the production and showed the evolution throughout his life." The cast consisted of guest vocalist Gwendolyn Sanders, as well as Fran Francis Terry, Bobby Collins Cates, LaFrancine McGee Baker, and Paulette Williams Thomas. Video director Paul Viemeyer and audio director Cameron Trice worked to seamlessly integrate the production. Staging One Night with the King realized a long-held dream for Whitehead. He said, "I had the idea and wanted to do this since the pandemic. It's been great to have produced this tribute 5 years later. It was a great night. Whitehead is vice president of the Winnishik Players Board of Directors and said the board hopes to stage more frequent community events like this to bring people into the theater. The next one is slated for early summer, and we'll keep you posted.
As they have been able to do in previous years, Classic Cinema's Lindo Theater in Freeport is offering a chance over the next two weekends for us to view all 10 of the films nominated for Best Picture at this year's Academy Awards presentation on March 2nd. The 10 films that are nominated include The Substance, Amelia Perez, Wicked, A Complete Unknown, and Dune Part 2, which will all be shown this Saturday, February 22nd. And the other five nominees, Nickel Boys, Conclave, Anora, The Brutalist, and I'm Still Here, all will be shown next Saturday, March 1st. And this year, the Lindo is also offering special viewings of the short film nominees. For more information and showtimes, visit classiccinemas.com and click on the Lindo link under locations.
In looking at the week ahead, don't forget tonight's One Book, One Freeport presentation at the Freeport Public Library at 6:30 p.m. Aaron Lawler, a professor at Waubonsie Community College, will address big questions that many of us may have asked at some point, such as, who am I? Why am I here? What does all this mean? The presentation examines the intersection of philosophy, poetry, and psychology in the quest for meaning and purpose.
Next Wednesday, February 26, the library will host another Lecture in American History series presentation at 6 p.m. when Kevin Kenney presents baseball's alternative universe, the Negro Leagues. His lecture will provide an overview of the history of Negro League baseball in America from the 1920s through the 1950s.
We're also looking forward to the Women's Mix and Mingle event at the Winnishik Players Theater on Saturday, March 1st from 1 to 3. There'll be lots of fun, networking, snacks, along with some creative activities. There's a minimum donation of $10 to support the Winnishik Players effort.
This Saturday will be the last session for the Stevenson County Winter Farmers Market, so be sure to check it out from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Stevenson County Farm Bureau.
And there's still one more day to register for the Freeport Park District Mom and Me Masquerade Ball for moms and their young gents aged 10 or younger. The event will be held next Friday, February 28th from 6 to 8:30 p.m., and registration must be completed by the end of the day tomorrow, Friday the 21st. To register, call 815-235-6114 or go online at the URL in the print version of this episode.
If you are looking for something to do this week or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at greaterfreeport.com. And click on Weekly Events for a comprehensive listing of many more entertainment and dining events and activities throughout Stevenson County. And you can also subscribe to their free weekly newsletter, and they have a link to a QR code in the print version of this newscast if you'd like to sign up that way. And while you're signing up for more of what's going on in our community, you can also subscribe to the City of Freeport's monthly newsletter at their website, cityoffreeport.com.
In closing, if you haven't already done so, be sure to listen to this week's in-depth interview that aired on Tuesday, featuring Freepod and Timbuktu host Tim Connors visiting with Rachel Gastel about overcoming alcohol-related challenges. And next week, tune in as my friend Alan here charts with Zoe Huspin of the Citizen Utility Board about the workshop coming up in Freeport on March 6th that will offer all of us ways to save on our utility bills. Their conversation will post at noon on Tuesday, February 25th.
With that, time's up for this week. Tune in again next Thursday at noon for more about what's happening in Freeport, and be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform to receive alerts on your phone as each new pod airs. You can also click through to our pods through our Facebook page or the website of our national public radio partner, WNIJ in DeKalb, at northernpublicradio.org. And as always, Freepod could not come to you without the Mass Communications Department at Highland Community College and our community liaisons and reporters. And we're also grateful to WNIJ for partnering with us and reaching even more listeners, including Spanish-speaking community members. Thank you, Team FreePod. For more information, including how to make a tax-deductible contribution to support our work, visit our website at freepod.org. Again, I'm Alan Wenzel, here with Lynn Fever, thanking you for listening. See you next week.